The WSW Morning Team Show at 8:25. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. In studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Out of studio in the home studio experience, you, Art Lewis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sounds a little mysterious, doesn't it?
Sounds a lot mysterious.
Yes, space.
Weirdly mysterious.
I don't know why. I feel like you should be Robert Stack from Unsolved Mysteries or something.
I feel like hiding.
You're listening to the way that the music sounds with the use of the synclavier.
The synclavier?
Which was the early digital synthesizer.
Oh, okay.
Developed by, among others, this guy who was playing it, John Appleton. I found out he just passed away. These are those fascinating backstories we hear about. This guy was 83 years old. He was on the faculty at Dartmouth College, and along with fellow research professors Sidney Alonso and a student Cameron Jones, created the synclavier in 1975. And it led to some of the synthesizers that we know today. This synclavier, though, was used by artists such as Michael Jackson on his Thriller album. Paul Simon on his Graceland album.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah, it's again, this guy was 83. Huh. He passed away January 30th. We're just finding out about it, but you're starting to hear people talk about it. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yeah, the influence on the music. Yeah,
major.
You hear his
artist.
Work every day, just about.
Yeah. Exactly. The early developments of what we know today. And along with that, I'll mention another one, because I heard this, and it was kind of one of those, what was that? I was listening, and I heard some news report this morning talking about the death of Betty Davis.
Not that Betty Davis.
Well, no, but it was my
favorite. Betty Davis eyes?
No. Betty Davis, a pioneering funk singer, model, songwriter, and wife of Miles Davis.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Certainly, she passed away after a brief illness. She was an influencer, especially for her then-husband Miles Davis, when it came to blending jazz with contemporary sounds.
Yep.
People refer to her way that she had her development of music. She was Madonna before Madonna. And the influence
she's not from
she
Bay
had
City,
music.
Is she?
No, not at all. But her involvement in the funk sounds and things like that, and R&B sounds.
All right.
So just a couple of notes from some of the music that may be experienced today, but some of the roots, as we say.
Right.
So there's two names for you, John Appleton and Betty Davis.
Very fascinating.
By the way, she spells it with a Y on the end, not an E, like the other Betty Davis.
The actress, yes. Right, yeah.